From the studios of Boise State Public Radio, I'm Samantha Wright, filling in for Gemma Gaudet. Idaho's latest abortion law went into effect today with some restrictions. Those restrictions come from a federal judge who last night put some parts of the new law on hold while the Biden administration sues Idaho in federal court. So here to break that down and the very latest information is Boise State Public Radio reporter James Dawson. Thank you again, Jimmy, for coming on and leading us through this very complicated topic.
Yeah, sure thing, Sam.
Okay, so first step, let's be very clear about things. An Idaho abortion law went into effect today. What does this law say or do?
So this law says that all abortions in Idaho are banned except in three narrow circumstances. So that would be if the pregnancy developed from rape, incest, or if the pregnancy threatens the life of the mother, which is the kind of critical language that, you know, all these lawsuits are turning on.
Gotcha. And why is the Department of Justice suing Idaho over this law?
Because of that last exception. So they say that there's this federal law that, you know, essentially regulates how hospitals have to handle emergency care situations if they accept Medicare dollars. So these hospitals, you know, have to, under federal law, treat anyone who comes in with severe health complications. And the federal Department of Justice says that that can include abortions. Whereas, you know, the Idaho statute says only health conditions that, you know, essentially threaten the life of the mother would be covered, but it doesn't go into detail as to, you know, what is defined as a condition where the life is threatened. Does it have to be imminent? Can it be, you know, in a few weeks if the disease progresses? Stuff like that.
Gotcha. Judge B. Lynn Windmill ruled last night that part of the new law can't go into effect. And that's the part you're talking about, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. He essentially said that you know, there's a clear conflict between the state law and the federal law. And because of the supremacy clause in the United States Constitution, which says that federal law trumps state laws in certain circumstances, that part, you know, just can't go into effect.
Right. And he was talking about how it's the ruling last night was not about the constitutional right to an abortion. It's basically about Idaho's law conflicting with the federal law and who wins. And as you said, in the supremacy clause, it's the federal law.
Yeah, exactly. And he even said, you know, on Monday during oral arguments or before oral arguments, that this is not about the, you know, Dobbs ruling, which is the ruling that the U.S. Supreme Court, or the case that the U.S. Supreme Court ruled on overturning Roe v. Wade in June. Mm-hmm. He says that's the law of the land. That is not in question here. It's this narrow sliver of the law and how it pertains and interacts with this federal regulation.
And because it's legal and lawsuits, the narrow sliver turned into 39 pages in the ruling last night.
Yes.
And as you and I know, as we looked through it, there were a few things in there. In the ruling, Windmill was concerned about the health of the mother and talked about some of the issues with that.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, in his introduction, I mean, he paints this picture of, you know, pregnant women in Idaho, quote, routinely arrive at emergency rooms experiencing severe complications, you know, and the ER physician could diagnose, you know, her with some sort of, you know, preeclampsia, traumatic placental abruption, or preterm rupture of, you know, the membranes, essentially, like your water breaking way earlier than it should. And in those situations, he's saying that, you know, doctors have to make these complex, difficult decisions in these fast moving environments. And sometimes that includes, you know, aborting the fetus and terminating the pregnancy to save the health or life of the mother.
Well, and Windmill had quite a bit in the ruling about, I mean, he had a listing of possible complications, everything from amputating a limb to kidney failure to brain injury to long-term medical conditions. So he was concerned about the patient. He's concerned about, as you said, the doctors and the decisions that they might face in an emergency situation. So the one thing I'm not seeing here, and I'm curious about, Idaho House Republicans say that they're trying to, quote, protect the lives of as many of these children as possible with the law. So did Windmill address that part or that side of the issue in this ruling?
Not that I'm seeing or that I recall. You know, I did a quick search before I came on this morning to talk about this. I didn't necessarily see anything. He mostly focused on, you know, the potential harm that could fall onto doctors and the pregnant woman herself, you know, should these conditions go untreated.
Well, and obviously we've been getting some reaction to last night's ruling, including from Idaho House Republicans, as I just read. What else are we hearing?
Yeah, I mean, I think the most important thing that Idaho House Republican said was that they will, quote, pursue all legal means to bring this injunction to an end. So, you know, expect an appeal on this, which, you know, could take a while to wind through the court system, depending on if it's expedited. But, you know, they're going to fight tooth and nail for this. You had the Idaho Family Policy Center, which was, you know, behind this legislation and other abortion legislation, you know, cheering the ruling. You know, they say that they're disappointed that, you know, some quote, preborn lives will not be saved by this exception in the injunction. But overall, you know, they're pretty happy that, you know, this is blocking nearly every single abortion that could have been performed in Idaho.
Well, and it seems like all eyes are on Idaho, especially with this federal case. Our inboxes exploded with national groups and local groups and state groups and just people all over the place who are focused on this. This law, because I don't think we've said this time, but I know you have in the past, that this is the first challenge after Roe v. Wade of the federal government and a state law over abortion.
Yeah, and it's really nowhere near close to being settled. I mean, yesterday morning or Tuesday, late Tuesday night, there was a ruling in federal courts in Texas where the Biden administration said and gave guidance to healthcare providers there that, hey, this federal ruling about emergency care, it conflicts with, you know, Texas's abortion ban, so you should listen to the federal law. And a federal judge disagreed with that, since Texas's law, unlike Idaho's, does provide exceptions for, you know, miscarriages that, you know, have to be aborted to avoid infection and other complications, or these ectopic pregnancies, which can develop in the fallopian tube instead of in the uterus and, you know, potentially rupture that organ and cause severe bleeding and that could possibly lead to death. So that law in Texas did have those exceptions, which is why the Texas judge said, no, you know, this doesn't violate the federal emergency health law that we're talking about here. So, you know, expect several more cases to be ruled on in this realm.
Right. And so what's next in this case? Because as we said, the ruling last night is just basically the first, or I guess, second step in what is a federal case in federal court against Idaho's law.
Yeah. So, I mean, if the Idaho House Republicans do actually appeal this, it would go to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, where, you know, it could be heard by a 3-judge panel or a larger set of panel if they ask for it and that wish is granted. Depending on what happens there, you know, they could appeal this all the way to the United States Supreme Court, depending on the outcome. So it'll be a while. I think it's safe to say to figure out the ultimate result of this legal action.
Right. And so right now, the case, the actual case, as opposed to the stay, partial stay that came out last night, that continues to plod on in Windmill's courtroom.
Yep, absolutely. So, I mean, you're going to have groups file briefs, not only just the state and the legislature and the federal government, but I mean, we saw, you know, briefs in support of and opposition to the federal government's position from states, from healthcare groups, from, you know, all corners of the country, to try to weigh in on this case, and I don't imagine that it will be any different going forward.
I got you there. Okay, so just so we're clear on the mechanics of what's happened and what's now official as of today, help me out. As of today, under the new law that went into effect today, doctors in Idaho face a felony charge if they perform an abortion, unless they can prove it was rape, incest, or to prevent the life of the mother. But because of Windmill's ruling, abortions done in emergency situations in hospitals in Idaho are still allowed for now.
For right? now is the operative, you know, the operative word. And then, you know, aside from this federal case, you know, obviously we have these three cases going through the state Supreme Court system with oral arguments set for the end of September on those. You know, I think it was last week or the week prior to that, the Idaho Supreme Court declined to stay any of these laws from taking effect and lifted its stay on the Texas-style civil lawsuit portion of that law, too.
And that's Planned Parenthood. Those are the Planned Parenthood challenges, right, to the state laws?
Yep, that's correct.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah, no, you're all good. And those are still also winding through the court system. And like I said, oral arguments are set for the end of September on those.
Wow. Okay, so that means we are going to be hearing from you again. And I can't, again, thank you enough.
Sorry about that, yeah.
No, I mean, it's there's a lot going on. And we want to make sure that it's as clear as we can make it so people know what's happening. I want to thank you very much. Jimmy, James Dawson, Boise State Public Radio reporter who has been following these cases from the beginning, whenever that was. Thank you again for coming on the show.
Yeah, appreciate it, Sam.